When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stack sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams of protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises. Just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Guys, welcome to Assumptions, the show where we address assumptions made about us or by us.
Wow.
What?
Recently, we sent out a form to our crew, and some people responded with things they used to assume or currently assume about us or Smosh in general.
Cool.
Let's see what they had to say.
Woohoo! We each make $10 million.
Hey, motherfucker, I love that.
Hey, motherfucker.
My net worth is $3 million.
That shit is so wrong online.
Now, how do you quantify net worth?
I think net worth is like when you sell all of the items that you have and everything that you're a part of and yourself and all of it.
And all of it.
I think, yeah. You're not walking around with your net worth.
Oh,
I'm swinging your net worth around.
You got your net worth hanging out?
I got it in my back pocket at all times.
You got your net worth just flying.
It's heavy.
Oh.
All right.
Tommy, you wanna
first assumption already.
Our first assumption.
Spencer, who are you with?
Yeah, Spencer, who's here today?
I'm here with Olivia, Tommy, and Courtney.
And who are you?
And I'm Spencer.
Why did we just say that?
We've been here a minute.
Wait, is it a podcast?
It could be.
It could be. Sometimes people watch
what show
looking.
Are we on right now?
Assumptions.
I know.
Speaking of assumptions, our first assumption is from Anders, who is on our games team, says, Spencer is pissed. I bleached my hair before him so he couldn't go blonde again.
Ha ha.
Were you thinking about going blonde again?
I was really thinking about going blonde. But you know, Tommy, how long have you been blonde?
It's now my thing forever.
Oh.
I was blonde a year ago.
Before Summer Games.
It was way before Summer Games. I think it was like March or something of last year that I went blonde.
Because I did it, I don't want to be like, and I did it even
before. No, you did it before that.
Was that your first time going blonde?
It was my first time going blonde because I was dating someone who dyed their blonde hair all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Did I say dyed their blonde hair all the time?
Yeah.
Dyed their hair blonde.
Well, anyway, already blonde. It.
Look, we got it. Once I had some freedom and I was like, wait, do I want to do this or am I having a gay crisis? And I actually wanted to do it.
What's the difference between like a regular crisis and a gay crisis?
A f*** that. Okay.
I mean, pissed is a strong word, but I was definitely like at one point there were just too many
blonde
white dudes in the office.
There's no such thing, guys.
And well, especially if the games team is comprised of me and Anders, and we're both show up like these two blonde, fake blondes.
Himbos in the building.
I didn't love the optics of that, but you know, I think we would look different enough to where it'd be okay.
I think so.
But you know, I think in post, if you guys can throw up that one picture of Nicholas Holt, like that's like the high that I'm chasing.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to reach that.
What are you talking about?
Hey, when you dyed your hair blonde like a few years ago, it looked good.
Recently, you took a photo?
I liked it once it was buzzed and then grew back a little with the blonde.
I think I like this. I don't think you need to change anything about you, Spenny.
But like sometimes it's fun to change.
It's fun to do a little crazy.
Oh my God. Do you believe it?
He looks good as fuck. But he looks good bald. Like he can kind of do anything.
He's got that unique head that the hair doesn't matter.
It's a good photo. That one.
Him in that jacket. It's like holy shit.
Right.
So when Anders went blonde, it steered your trajectory.
It's something that I've been thinking about for a while. And when Anders said it, I was like, you know, maybe I hold off until you know he makes further decisions.
Mm-hmm. I liked when you shaved it.
I like the buzz. The buzz was awesome. But I like your curls too. So I don't really. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
I think Spenny is very cute.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that you and Anders are also individual people out in the world, and no one's really going to think about, oh, Anders or Spencer also has blonde hair, you know?
Yeah, I think
are you worried about the in-office optics? Here comes the games, boys.
Yeah, I think it's in-office optics. It's like these blonde
No one's saying that.
Yeah. No one's saying that in the office.
No one's saying that.
No one's saying that.
And if they are?
Kiss them.
Kiss them. Give them a kiss.
Kiss them and...
Kiss them with kindness.
And don't tell Nate.
What if Nate shows up? Like, we get in trouble for kissing someone, and then we go into the office and Nate's blonde. And we're like...
Good time to kiss.
Well,
thank you for sharing that, Spencer.
Thank you, Anders.
Guys,
so, do we, did you, do
so it's time to do this.
Now you do it.
Okay, now it is time. Now you're reading us.
Current assumption, Amanda Barnes.
Oh.
I assume that Tommy simply never sleeps and has a hard time turning off his brain and doing nothing.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a sweet comment. Amanda Barnes is always like, you're always doing so much. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything. What are you talking
about? You are.
And you are doing so much.
No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, certain, like... Well, yeah, no. I have this thing where I'm always looking too far into the future, knowing that this won't last forever. And so I simply must keep going and keep creating and keep making stuff. But I'm also a perfectionist, so I don't put out anything until I feel like it's ready. So to me, what's being put out is not a lot because I'm not... because I want it to be good. Mm. But I also spend a lot of energy and time and brain power here. So when I go home, I'm not like,
time to cook up some good shit.
I'm like, stop. Right. Like, end
You've
the day.
You've exhausted your creative energy.
Yeah.
I think you and Shane are kind of similar. I mean, very similar in that way, where you both really look ahead and can be perfectionists. And it's like, you're both also similar in that you have a full-time job doing a thing and you do other things. Mm. Like,
yeah.
You just did a musical. Not just, but you did a musical.
Yeah, I did Chances Musical.
You produced another season of your very wonderful, successful show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Like, yeah, go watch Serving. Please, yes. God.
And you managed to get to the gym multiple times a week. You know what I mean?
And like, make lunch. So much.
And I make lunch sometimes.
And you make lunch.
Which that takes hours.
Hi, lunch.
Hi, lunch.
I think what's hard about it is this is like the suffering from success. Where it's we do have... This is gonna sound so up our own ass. Smosh is in a relatively successful area right now.
Yeah,
and so there are a lot of eyes on us. So it's really scary to do anything on your own. Where it's like, if it flops, you have a lot of eyes on you.
Well, don't tell me that right before my short's gonna be.
Oh, you're gonna be.
But
just
like, you're gonna have so much support there, and like, like, we are all a great internal support system. But it's just like, you know. To me, it's the vibe of like, well, if I went out and tried something and it failed, usually you can kind of fail like in the privacy of your own home. It's like, oh, nobody watched that. Like, who cares? So many like so many people never watch anything.
Right.
But it's like.
Because then you're like, oh, at least I made something. But
yeah, it's like
flops,
at least. Yeah.
Right.
Like, because then if it flops, you're like, oh, so I'm not.
Yeah, good. It's easier like it's, to look at
you
yourself.
You turn the gun at yourself if something doesn't work in the era where. You know,
a lot is working.
We post a YouTube video that we're all like, I don't know. And then it gets a million views. Yeah. And so we're like, oh, so then, you know, you try something really hard.
Yeah.
Or you try really hard for something and then it flops. You go, so am I not good?
I think that's the hard thing is realizing how effort does not equal.
No.
Results.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do turn my brain off using weed.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. I shut it down. So yes, I do end up sleeping and it's good. It's a nice sleep.
I feel like you'll occasionally be like, yeah, I got 17 hours of sleep last night.
Oh my God, last night. Well, because I woke up with a migraine.
Wait,
so I went,
more.
Day's gone. But yeah, I slept. Yep.
You slept 17 hours?
Not last night, exactly. But like I have done, there are times where it's just like, because like usually I'll want to wake up and conquer the day because there's only so many days. And it's like my weekends are also busy. So it's like, I want to get going, but sometimes there's nothing to do and I won't set an alarm.
I think I slept 17 hours the past week combined.
Totally.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. You should just find a day where you can clear your whole schedule and just
sleep.
Not set an alarm and sleep.
If only sleep works that way. Like that.
No, but seriously, I wish sleep worked that way. I wish sleep worked that way.
My friend in high school was like, if I could have one superpower, it would be like the ability to never sleep. And I was like, that sucks. And
that's
the older
tough.
I love sleeping.
The more I'm like, damn, you would get so much shit done.
Ugh. Yeah. But no.
Oh, I love sleeping. But if like you didn't even feel the desire to sleep and you didn't need to sleep,
that'd be
holy
great.
Shit.
Because then I could have time in bed relaxing, but I wouldn't need
to. Yeah, you could still
relax. I only
need
to do that for like 3 hours. And then I go, cool.
This assumption is from Selena. I thought Olivia played up her fear of butterflies for the camera.
No.
No.
No, but you know, recently I've become less fearful of them.
How'd you do it?
Exposure therapy?
No.
No, honestly, the truthful answer is...
Weed.
Being more connected with nature and myself.
Mm.
And like, oh. Yeah.
Because you've been unplugging a lot recently.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, the meditation, the all of that stuff has made me less scared of butterflies for some reason.
Wow.
I like look at them like, wow, it's nature. It's so beautiful.
What about caterpillars?
I'm fine with that. You know what I don't like? Centipedes.
That's
oh,
fair.
Those are scary.
Well, they got a lot of legs.
I don't like that.
There's something like uncanny about.
The legs.
Yeah. The legs. Yeah.
But how cool how they can move them all at the same time.
Do you think you'll ever like learn to love butterflies? Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
Truthfully, like when they come near me, I don't freak out anymore.
That's wow. That's amazing.
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, any bug gets near me, I'm still going, bleh.
Yeah.
Well, a spider did crawl on my arm and I almost threw my entire house out the window.
My entire house out the window.
Yeah.
It's like a Dr. Seuss vacuum.
But yeah. I'm proud of you. You're kind of evolving like a butterfly.
Yeah. This episode of Assumptions is sponsored by Stitch Fix. Clothing, it's on you right now, hopefully. We all know that getting clothes you like can take forever. So would you rather spend hours trying on clothes in a store or online, or use that precious time for something more rewarding, like spending time with your family or scrolling on your phone? I know I would, and that's why I use Stitch Fix. Here's how it works. You take a quick style quiz to lock in your SVB size, vibe, and budget. They don't abbreviate it like that. I'm just ridiculous. Anyway, you're then matched with a real human stylist who will handle the rest. They send you a fix box with clothes that actually fit and make sense for your life. Clothes I can wear while I spend time with my family, and some for when I watch videos on my phone alone in my house with the lights off. It saves you time, and you look great and feel confident in what you're wearing. It's no risk, all style, like doing a kickflip on a fingerboard. Try it on at home, keep what works, and send back the rest. Free shipping and returns always. No subscription required. Plus, get a free try-on for your first order. Stop shopping and get styled today at stitchfix.com/assumptions. That's stitchfix.com/assumptions. And now back to the show.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Next assumption coming from Ollie.
Ooh.
I assumed Court had a personal stylist because her outfits and looks are always on point.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's very nice.
It's so true. Point. You're always so put together.
That's so nice. I just like having fun with clothes.
And you've gone through your eras.
I have.
Which is awesome. That's liberating for me to be like, yeah, let me fuck around. Why not?
You got to try some shit. I remember like, in the pandemic, I had bought a bunch of weird clothes, but they were just sitting in my closet because like it was like when it'd be like Shane, Damien, and like you or something in a video, and then like me in like a leather harness. And like I owned those for a while, but like did not feel like I could like that just I just it's so stupid, right? It's a meme. Like, and I'm grateful that I was just trying shit.
Just playing Among Us. What are you wearing?
For what? Yeah. Truly for what? But I think it was fun. I was just playing a lot with gender and like my sexuality and like feeling comfortable in my body and like
I think you always wear things so comfortably that I never kind of question it. Like
yeah.
That's
I think
nice.
That's kind of the beauty of whenever you do try stuff, like I'm never going to be like, oh, I don't know about that. It's just it's just natural because you are acting natural.
That's nice. If you ever don't know about it, you should tell me.
Oh,
that's
I will
so
make fun.
Funny.
Like, you know,
yeah, I don't know about that one.
Your makeup and your outfits are always on point.
Yeah. Thanks.
It honestly inspires me to like be not lazy. I feel like me and Spenny have like similar styles.
I think you and I are content kind of wearing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Like a uniform.
You're minimalist.
Kinda. Yeah.
But you have lately been doing some really cool shit too.
Yeah, you've been looking very, very like cutie tootie fairy lately.
Cutie tootie fairy
like
on the tennis court.
Like a feather in the air kind of a vibe. And on the tennis court.
Yeah.
Honestly, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Love you.
Yeah. That's very nice. Yeah. Clothing is very fun. I can't lay out an outfit the night before. I have to in the moment go, okay. And like, I like kind of almost will close my eyes and be like, what am I feeling? Like, what's the silhouette? Or sometimes you'll start with one piece and then you'll go from there.
Oh yeah. That weird, weird shaped Ukrainian sweater. I'm also in my weird clothes bag right now, which
great
I
style.
Love.
You take big choices and it's so cool. And it's always like very structural. Like there's always a shape to it. And I think it's like avant-garde.
In the same way where it's like, we're just going to play Among Us, why are you wearing that? And I'm like, because I can.
Yes.
Because I am, because I like these clothes. Because I haven't been able to wear clothes that I like ever, really. Like, I've never really liked the clothes that I wear. So it's like, yes, I'm spending my saved money on clothes. Is it a great decision? I don't know. But I'm wearing cool clothes and I like them.
My weird way of gaslighting myself is this shirt's expensive, but hundreds of thousands of people are going to see me in it.
Right. So it kind of pays
my
off.
I do always think about that on Reddit stories whenever I wear like the same outfit 2 days in a row and the second day I'm on a Reddit stories and I'm like, damn.
A million people are going to see
like,
this outfit.
I should probably be a little like more careful about this.
But you saved like $2.99.
Yeah, but like...
When you were in the, almost a year, the jumpsuit, that was iconic.
That was iconic.
It's truly because I was too lazy. There was a year where I didn't do makeup.
I loved that for you. No, because that, it was a weird time.
We were so tired.
We were so tired.
And they wanted us.
Asked of us.
There was no changing room.
Yeah, it was different.
We were just literally bringing clothes in a bag to like change it.
No, we would fully... Like, in our cast office, like, HR was just different then. We were fully changing in front of each other.
Yeah.
Didn't matter what gender you were. We were all in there changing, like, because we didn't have it.
There was no other space.
Yep. We were
working
like
in Mythical's
kids.
Garage.
Yep. Even before then. Like, when we had that, like, tiny little Defy room where it was, like, the chalk wall behind us.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was when you started the sweatsuit vibe, right?
I think I was just too tired to change and too cold. Truly.
I think I would mix up my style a lot more if I liked changing clothes, but I will do everything in my power, like kind of my whole life, to not change clothes.
Me too.
Like if they're like, oh, you need to change your shirt, like anything to not do that.
I'm lazy.
Yeah, like I don't like taking off my pants, my shoes, my socks. Like
what do you wear when you go to sleep?
This.
My underwear.
Don't say
just underwear?
That.
Underwear to sleep? Yeah. Underwear to sleep, same.
Boxers?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Yeah. I like them held in place.
What do you wear to sleep?
I'm an underwear bralette.
Nice.
Oh, really?
I can't do naked.
What is the term?
I can't do naked.
A bra and a bralette.
Wow.
Most bras have underwire or more like
wear
form.
Bralette.
I wear bralettes now. I can't.
Is a bralette like a sports bra kind
bralette of? Doesn't have the clasp in the back because the metal hooks in the back can feel uncomfortable.
It's like a pull-on.
Pullover.
It's
like, yeah. Fabletics have these really silky soft ones.
Yeah, those are great.
In.
Nice.
I've been in my like feminine slip era.
I love that for you.
And I wear like a little lace slip.
I love it. I just don't like flopping around, feeling open, like something can get in there.
Oh, no,
that's
no,
how
no.
I feel so vulnerable sleeping
like an animal.
Naked. Yeah, no, it's like, it's just like, what's like, don't.
Yeah, I used to sleep naked, but then I'm like, okay, what if someone comes in my house or like something bad happens, I have to run out of my house, then I'll be naked. Like that one time when I was in Philly a couple of weeks ago where I locked myself out of my hotel room and I had a towel around me.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't find a phone because you know how like sometimes like you'll find a phone next to an elevator for I think reasons like that.
For reasons like that.
Literally I was running down the hallways looking for a phone, no phone, and so I just went down to the lobby and this was like during the World Cup.
Woo!
There were so many people and I was just in no shoes. In a towel.
Olivia! I'm
no,
so
you didn't know about this?
No,
I wanted to cry.
Crazy. That's horrible.
I wanted so to laugh vulnerable. And cry at myself. And all these people were like,
Queen!
And then I was like, hey, can you come here?
I feel like that used to be a thing in so many movies where there would be a scene where someone has to go through something naked.
Yes.
And like, you know, they would do the cleverly thing, like, you know, and they'd be like, oops, excuse me. Like, you know, sorry. Like, you know, and they'd have something in front of their
right.
crotch
this was
as they
for
walked
real.
Away. Yeah.
Oh my God. How did you get it. Stuck out there? What were you doing getting out there?
Okay. So I had my key, right? Mm. And I didn't have that. I actually didn't have
Clearly
my key.
You didn't.
I had No phone, no key.
No prospects.
I was trying to get some ice because you guys know how I do the ice face.
Ice bucket in the morning, yeah.
Yeah. And so I opened my door and those doors are so heavy.
They look
down the hall to see if there's an ice machine. Uh-huh. I don't know how when I was rushing through all of this. I went outside, I looked out, and then the door just shut behind me.
They're heavy as hell.
I just don't know how this happened. It's like a movie.
The wind.
Must have been the wind.
I think it was also because I was really frantic because I'm like, oh my God, I have to get ready at like 20 minutes. Like, and now I have to go downstairs. And then like,
oh my God.
And I was trying to get people to call the hotel front desk to give me.
You're like, I need someone to call 911 right now.
There's a naked lady.
I see a naked woman. I'm calling the police.
Hell yeah.
I wasn't naked. I had a towel around me. I just had no shoes.
Just the implication alone.
It was really...
I'm getting someone involved.
I don't think I've ever been that embarrassed.
I cannot relate like that. Of course.
It was so humiliating. I was like laughing and I was like kind of like...
It's also funny. Yeah.
You have to laugh.
Yeah, you have to laugh. Otherwise it's like...
Oh my God. Truly.
This just says Rain Virgin.
Rain colon virgin.
It's probably about Spencer?
Yeah. Virgin?
That's crazy.
Wait, you're a virgin?
Is that your assumption?
No.
It's Rain's assumption.
Are they just
calling you a virgin like an insult?
Yeah, I think I was just called a virgin. And you know what?
Virgin.
You guys can... I'm walking on thin ice. It's a really funny insult. Like, it's such a good one to have in your back pocket. I'm going to dig the hole even deeper. It's like kids. It's like, okay, virgin.
You want me to listen? Kid?
You want me to listen to you? The kid's like, hey, mister, like you did this. It's like, whatever, virgin. It's just a funny, it's like a...
No, I agree.
To
it's
a
good.
Kid.
It's such a 2000s joke.
It's like, all right, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just a great kind of timeless insult to me where it's like, yeah, if you dig deeper, it's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a virgin. But it's like, but it is funny to call someone a virgin.
Yeah, of course.
And that's, you know, what we can, let's move away from me being a virgin because...
I think calling like a cat a virgin is funny.
Oh, I 100%. Do that.
You know what I say to my cat when I'm mad at them? I go, grow up.
Grow up's a good one. It's like.
To people who like, it doesn't. Because if I were to call like, if I were to genuinely call another adult, like whatever virgin, it's like, I literally don't know that. I'd be like, whatever. I would rather say foot fetish.
Foot guy.
Foot fetish.
Foot guy.
What are fruit by the foot? Fruit by the foot is a good insult. I don't know what you could use that for.
A short
gay
guy.
Yeah. That's good.
Say what?
Fruit by the foot, it's a short gay guy.
Short gay guy.
Okay.
It's good. Okay.
We got some cackles.
Yes or no?
I pull up a notes app with everyone I've ever had sex with. I'm like, let me consult.
I look. It's one name.
It's one. It's blank.
It's one. Yeah. No,
Court, what was your question?
Yeah, what's your question?
I just like haven't thought about my body count in so long.
Well, it resets every year.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
Because everything grows back.
Yeah, right. It grows back. The male hymen.
We got everyone.
Sven, you're funny. This is from Nicole. I feel like after Tommy dyed his hair blonde, he looked in the mirror and said, okay, fresh start. This is the new me.
Are you a talk to yourself in the mirror kind of guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. I am not often, not, yeah. but... Sometimes, because I'm an only child.
Right.
So,
me too.
Right. So there's a lot of, you know, there was a lot of like me alone. And like you, a big life lesson I've learned is like you have to be your own cheerleader and mm-hmm. your own fighter, especially in a silly little industry like the entertainment industry. It's like you have to be the one to go, hi, mm-hmm. me now.
Mm-hmm. Got this, Travis.
Yeah, right.
Make a mark for it.
When I need like a pep talk, like I'll catch myself in the mirror and I go, are we going to be okay?
Aww.
I think we'll be okay. Be like, I got you. You're me. Let's do
Aww.
It.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, exactly. But then when things go really good, and usually I'm like, you know, I'm getting home. It's like a show went well, and like I had a drink or two, and I made a good connection, and like things went well. I'll come home, and I'll catch myself in the mirror, and I'll go, we did it.
We did it. So
but you don't live with pets, do you?
I live all alone in a little box.
Because I'm just going to say...
I went live on TikTok and there was a comment that said, surely Smosh pays more than this.
Oh my God.
I think, you know, any talking to myself gets relegated to talking to pets. Like any cheering up, it's like if I'm feeling a certain way, like I would just like take it out on whatever pet is around.
See, I want a pet really bad.
Yeah.
You can talk to Grizzy.
Would you ever get a cat?
I'm not allowed in my building, but I do want to get a cat. I know.
I love my dog.
That was not the assumption, Olivia.
I love it.
You know Grizzy.
She's a little Grizzy. Cute. She's a awesome. Baby.
I love little Grizz Grizz. I also want a dog too. Like, I want a dog really bad because I like the idea of coming home and them being like, yes!
Yes!
I'm like, yes! Yes!
Yeah, like, that's your cheerleader. Talk yeah, about your like, cheerleader.
That mm-hmm. would be wonderful. I just don't like that I need to be with them all the time and I need to, like, walk that, them to poop yeah. and they deserve that and they need that. But no, then cats, a dog alone you know. Is yeah.
A exactly. dog alone.
Also, like, I simply cannot continue. Well, I'm in a relationship, so that's different. But, like, single gay guy with a dog, horrible stereotype. Just so bad.
Is there a name for it?
I don't know. There's just so
There's
many like
with child.
So many single gay guys are like, dating's really hard, so I have my dog. And I'm like, so you're so you might be the problem. And now you've got a dog so that you are loved by one person. Ooh. That is a dog.
Oh my god.
So I didn't wanna perpetuate that. But now I'm in a loving relationship and I can get a dog.
Anyway. I will say, okay, speaking of that, the when you went blonde and everything, did you see the edit of you, the glow up edit of you?
Oh, where I was in my like
brunette era. And yeah, it was like before you bulked and before you were blonde. It was like they took shots of you and like edited it and it was like, whoa.
Yeah. No, I did.
Bro,
yeah.
at the damn gym.
Yeah. And then I got like last year I got really ripped for fun and then I've had been having a lot of fun. And again, when you're in a loving relationship and you're eating a delicious pastas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having a beautiful time. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to have some fun.
But you're still keeping the muscle on.
You're still yeah. looking great.
What I'm doing fine. I'm
you
doing
look
fine.
Great. We all look great.
We all look great.
You look great.
I don't look great right now. I'm really
shut
puffy.
The fuck up.
Yes, dude, I've had alcohol 7 days straight.
Me too.
Alcohol?
No, me too. I'm like, I'm in my puffy era.
I'm right in my now. Puffy era right now.
That's okay. Hey, but guess what? Did you have fun?
So, like, what's not. My excuse?
I did. No I sleep, drinking.
Something.
No.
But we had fun. And were the drinks delicious?
They were with my friends.
Okay, there you go. See, it's worth it.
For the men's. Yeah.
What is the calorie among friends?
Hey.
I know. There's no calories among friends.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
best cure for a hangover is laughter. I
with
learned.
Friends. That, I really
which I will say, friends. This next assumption kind of ties into it a little bit. Emily Parker assumes, I was honestly surprised by how many cast members are actual friends outside of work. I had assumed it would feel much more like coworkers that have fun together, but go their separate ways once they clock out.
No, no, no.
No, no, man.
No, no. We friends.
We I will say, friends. Like, it's gotten to a point where it can be like that, where it's like, okay, goodbye. Because, yeah. like, we get to spend so much time together. We're filming yeah. so much that that can be the only time we're hanging out. But, yeah, it is, like, kind of lovely how much of us hang out outside of work.
We do hang yeah, out. And I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. I think it's the special sauce that we got, is that yeah. we all are
friends.
Chill with each other. Yes. And we're friends and we hang out and stuff.
But yes. I think being friends as an adult is always different, where it's like, I'm probably only going to hang out with people out like maybe once or twice a month, for me at least. And a lot of the times yeah. they are Smosh people and it's like, but I don't feel, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that.
No, it's like, it's, yeah. I think as I've gotten older, it's like, oh shit. Like I have a big family. So it's like, I got a long list of people I feel like I need to catch up with and keep up with. I'm very grateful that I have so many friends that are at my work and that I get to just like
it's
see.
A huge rarity for adults to have like, such a comprehensive friend group.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Hey, but Liv and I, we all went to the mall the
yeah,
other day.
We also have plans to watch Step Brothers and order in, or and get in and out.
Yes.
That's cute.
Because nice. Liv's never seen Step Brothers.
No, I have. Your girl's never seen it.
Your girl.
Eric has never seen Step Brothers.
Okay. Well, we got to get
I think that
watch
tracks.
It.
I think Erica's
I don't
the type
know
to not watch
gonna
Step
like
Brothers.
It.
What?
It wasn't my, like, I'm like, look, of every movie I've ever showed.
We're doing In and Out. And Step Brothers.
I love
that's
it.
Awesome.
And
I
fudge bars.
That's awesome.
Ooh, yeah, the Whole Foods fudge bars, elite.
Okay, good to know.
I would love to do that with you guys.
That's cute.
Honestly, I might skip the fudge bars if I'm going Neapolitan.
Oh, but yeah,
shake
we're going to do shakes. We should yes. order from that one location.
I'm just planning.
Yeah.
Because it's so good.
And we're going to go to Death & Co.
And yes, what are we
going to do a double date in Death & Co.
Yes, we are.
We're doing a double.
Guys are doing Death & Co.
We're
going to
do a double date Death & Co. Probably a dinner before, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we're going to do just me and.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do? What? We're going to Death & Co, so.
We're going to an extremely luxurious, beautiful cocktail spot, so.
Yeah, so.
We're going to fucking hit the start.
The remote button.
The remote button.
Hell yeah.
And eat some extra crispy
fries.
So
you guys want to watch this on the Xbox or the PlayStation? Or in the built-in streaming app on the TV. It's
right.
a smart TV.
Yeah. We can also just rent out a theater and play Step Brothers.
Whoa. Okay,
see, I think wow. the last
now
time I saw Step Brothers
okay.
was in the theater.
I think we should rent a theater and watch Step Brothers.
I would want to play video games.
They're cutting this.
I was in my favorite memory lately that I've talked about a lot, because I was talking about The Hangover and we're talking about being friends. When we did, there was a Chicago Reddit Live, and we were very tired and over-encumbered from the night before. And we went to a Chili's for breakfast at the airport.
Incredible.
We're at the airport Chili's.
The show's over. We're heading home.
It's 8 a.m.
We are.
What show was this after?
This was after the Chicago Live Reddit show. The
Chicago airport had Chili's.
They're leading up to this. So
we have video.
The night before, we did the show, and there were either fans or like a connect through someone kept buying us all shots.
Yeah.
And like so green I got tea. Far more drunk than I expected to be. And so I got home and I was like, I packed all my stuff. Like, I was like, okay, ready to go. Rasha the next morning came to get me downstairs, and I was on the floor by the door because I had like gotten all my stuff to the door, and I'm like, I need to sit down for a second.
No way.
And I was just on the floor like, I'm tired. And she's like, hey. We get to the airport. I have a bottle of water that
it was
I didn't.
Dr. Pepper.
Or Dr. Pepper.
It was a soda, yeah.
It was a soda. No, yeah. It was a soda because I needed it to settle my tummy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I know I can't take this like past security or whatever. And I had a bunch of like things. And this is more just a moment in my head. And I think I forget. Shane watched it happen. The soda fell out of like the pile of things
as
in
you
my
were
hand.
Climbing out of the Uber.
As
right?
I was climbing out of the Uber, and it started rolling away. And I went,
oh my God.
Because I was so.
It was gone.
I was like, I can't go get that.
It was gone.
So then we get to the airport, we get through security.
We're in Chili's.
Yeah.
We have all places. We decided to go to Chili's for breakfast.
Right.
And
do they have a different menu that early?
Not yes. really. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. They
Never
had some breakfast stuff. But Tommy asked the waiter, hey, can I just have some toast? And the waiter goes, no, we don't do toast.
I think it was because they had their breakfast menu, and it was like, you know, like 5 minutes after breakfast or something. I think I wanted a pancake or like, I think I wanted something like truly breakfasty.
Bread, yeah.
And then she was like, I'm sorry, it's after breakfast. I can't serve that. And I went, okay. And then I'm like looking at the, you know, and then it's like, there's toast. Surely they have toast.
They have sandwiches. They sell sandwiches.
And I was like, can I have a piece of toast? She goes, no.
No.
And I went, okay, then I won't eat.
It was crazy.
No.
Yeah, and then
there was a soda fountain nearby.
A soda fountain that was filling up a pitcher of water, and it was just overflowing with water. It was just
forever.
Like chaos world. And then, of course, we're all like, and somebody comes up and he's like, smosh!
Oh my God. He went, wait a minute.
Oh yeah, he went,
are
wait
you
a
guys?
Minute. And we're like, oh, yeah. Hey.
Look, I'm appreciative anytime a fan
of course
says something, but it is always really funny when someone comes up to you and they're like, are you? And it's like, they kind of want you to say it. And yeah. I'm like, what if I'm not who they think I am?
Yeah.
Like, what if what if I say something completely different? I'm like, smosh. And they're like, no, this other thing you were on.
The Alienware commercial or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, really hilarious that happened to me.
Yes.
Really?
2 days ago. One was I was with my friend who's also she's an actress and she's on the show. And so these people come up and they're like, oh, and I'm like, which one?
Yeah,
which
right,
one you
right.
like?
That's even.
Which one? And they were like, you, but both of you. I was like, okay,
you,
great.
Both of you? Me hitting on girls at the bar.
And then the same.
Shut up. Shut up.
Dumb.
And then.
Not a virgin confirmed.
This was actually really, really funny where we were walking around that night and there was a car full of just young people.
Young
and this
bucks.
Girl just goes, I love you, pointing at me, okay? So immediately.
She hit the Courtney.
I'm like, oh, like.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Me? Thank you. I'm like, she's like, yeah, she's like, I love you. I was like, oh my God, like, thank you so much. Like, wait, why do you love me?
Are you sure?
And, and she was like, no, I don't know you. I just love you.
That's
awesome.
So funny.
I was like, huh? I walk up to her, I'm like, oh my God, like, because I'm like really friendly to people who recognize me.
Right.
Of course.
And literally she was like, I don't know you. I'm just telling you I love you. I was like,
That's like some shit you would do
when you're
someone.
Just hot. Yeah.
I just love that. That was like really funny.
Anytime someone approaches me, I'm like, you want me to sign that? Send that
okay.
shirt.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I pull out the marker.
I know, my headshot.
I did go to a diner once, and the hostess who was there to set us down. And so now my friend does this to me all the time to like make fun of me. And she goes, are you?
No.
Literally,
no.
Twiddles. Are you? Finger in my head. And I was like, and that's it. Anyway, and I'm like, she's like, I know you from somewhere. And I'm like,
just I know like, you from you? Somewhere. Just say it.
I like, you know, when you go to like get like a clothes altered or whatever, and they have
the headshots?
Like, yeah, they have headshots. Like, you know, I feel like it's
celebrities
it's,
on the
it's
wall.
Places you go to get like pants hemmed. And like laundromats, yeah. And
it's LA, baby.
And like, Billy, you know, Zane's photo's always there.
Yeah. And I'm like, how do I get, like, you know, how do I get on the wall? Yeah.
I went on a
like, do I offer it?
I went to a tiny little kiosk, like key copying place, mm-hmm. and David Schwimmer was signature headshot in there.
That's awesome.
I think I know, like, the one, like, I can imagine. Yeah.
I just think we lack class these days.
Yeah.
That's a classy thing. We don't do classy things
I know.
Like that anymore.
Carrying around headshots is sick as I've never had, like, headshots taken.
You should.
I mean, I do in Counter-Strike, but...
okay.
Boom.
What if I played Counter-Strike?
I think that'd be so slay. Ranked lobby.
See, I nice. Had no idea what ranked lobby meant. So what does it mean in game terms?
It means you're good enough to be in a better bets. Lobbies. This is a ranked lobby, which means everyone's really good.
Yeah. It's also just people are more competitive there yeah. and clearly care about their ranking. Because otherwise you play casual, which is just like, oh, I'm here to have fun and be
ranking
myself.
Is like if you lobby. Lose, you're going to lose your rank.
But you know
you
that's
win,
like a term now.
People are using it for like social situations.
Or dating.
No way.
Like, oh, yeah, dating, ranked lobby.
Interesting.
Current assumption from Chloe. If she wasn't doing Smosh, Olivia would actually be a top-notch food influencer. Share the recipes. Where are you hiding them?
Wow. I'm really flattered.
I think that is, like, untapped. You've tapped into it a little bit of the food stuff. Like,
yeah.
I love that random video where you took that one guy to try a tuna sandwich or something.
Oh, yeah, old Jewish man.
Yeah, that was like...
That was awesome.
You've done so many, like, touching on those things and working with restaurants, collaborating with them, taking us to try, like, your favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more of that, personally.
Yeah. I wouldn't be a food influencer.
If you...
Necessarily.
What would you be?
I don't think I could be a full-time influencer. I don't even think I'm an influencer. Do you guys feel like influencers?
No, I think there's a difference between creators and influencers. Because influencers, I mean, now capital I influencer is like every day it's the daily vlog and this is the skin product I'm selling / using.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of the door-to-door salesman of...
Yeah, we don't do that.
To me, influencer implies like it's a lot of... You put a lot of yourself into it. And I definitely put a lot of myself into... like Smosh games, but it's not
you're a creator
personal. Like I go home and I'm just like me. I'm not like, okay, how can I like film this? How can I turn this into something?
Yeah.
Like if you have an Amazon shopping list on your bio, you're an influencer.
Yeah.
100%.
Also, I feel like food for me, I eat at the same places. I don't really try new. I feel like a food influencer, you like go and try new things. Like,
you have great taste though.
I do have good taste. So
how
I have
did you
a
develop
curated
it?
I eat at the same places.
Same.
I don't care to. I'm not like chasing the new restaurant. I'm just like
chasing that high.
I'm not. Mm.
I think the assumption is really hitting on like your passion toward
oh,
the stuff
food?
That you like.
And like cooking stuff.
Just the stuff you like in general.
How but you just
but
casually
also,
throw shit together on your story.
Well, but also, let's go back to I just eat a potato.
Right.
Okay.
The duality of woman.
Girl dinner.
Yeah. I think, you know, but you are a good person to ask for recs.
100%.
I think I have good taste.
You do?
Yeah, you do.
And I think in that way, like that's influencer.
And you're influencing us.
Taste maker might be taste a maker.
But I wouldn't go and tell people, like, I'm eating this, at this place. I would tell my friends, like, yeah, you guys.
Need to go to the...
No.
Come with me.
But I also eat very plain, you know, like the potato thing. I eat very plain food.
You love your broccoli and potato.
If I go to McDonald's, I'm ordering a Filet-O-Fish, no sauce, no cheese, and a
it's
Diet Coke.
It's not plain. It's just f***ed up.
It's just f***ed up. It's really good.
It's fine. Yeah, it's
so the fried part is the flavor.
The fish is wet.
The oil. So.
The oil. Fry is flavor.
There's a liquid to the...
I've gotten the cracklings from Captain D's before. I know the vibe.
I just like to cook.
You're a creator.
I think we would love to see more of that.
You know what I want? Oh, I want to try your noodles.
I had a very small birthday gathering where...
Did you make it?
I did make a double batch. So everybody got to have like a little...
It was actually perfect because we basically had two huge bites of it. Everyone got to have two huge yummy bites and experience it.
Nobody shitting.
Right.
So
is it
really,
that spicy?
It was pretty spicy.
It's very spicy.
I really thought, I think I messaged you. I was like, is that a ramen cake? And you're like, no, that's just ramen.
A bowl of ramen.
That Angela stuck a candle.
So I thought it was like, oh, someone went like all
That'd
out
be
and
crazy.
Made you.
That'd be very
so
sweet.
Bummed I didn't come.
Audrey says, I was afraid to talk to Court for the longest time since they've been at Smosh for so long, but they're very friendly and easy to talk to.
Oh, that's very nice.
Real.
That's so crazy to think that you're not approachable.
I think it's like what we do and the idea of what we do that can be intimidating. People can be intimidated by your freaking Instagram followers. Like it's very,
whoa.
I've heard about this and like, I'm glad that I pleasantly surprised them because like, you know, you don't want people to feel like they can't approach you.
Mm-hmm.
What was your guys' first impressions of me?
I knew you from Vine before he joined Smosh.
That's right. I forgot you did know me.
Yeah, so I was nervous meeting you. I was like, oh my God.
Aww.
We have a star here.
Yeah.
Please. You were the star. You had more Vine followers than me.
I didn't know your Vine did.
Because I wasn't that funny.
I've known you for 12 years, 13 years?
Mm-hmm. No, I've known you for like 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I've known Keith, Noah, Shane. You guys have known me through Like we've known each other for so many different eras of our lives.
Isn't that special?
This is my favorite time of my life.
Is it?
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love to hear that.
I also just because I think where we are with each other is really good.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a good flow.
I think we are. Sure. I've had a blast with you.
I mean, like, we obviously aren't like, I don't think we hold ourselves any way here.
No.
Especially like, I think it's just like you come into this space and we're a machine and we're going and it's a locomotive and you're trying to hop onto the cart as it's moving.
True.
So it's, you know, there's a lot to take in.
True. I will say in recent years, I am a little bit slower to like open up and get familiar with people. Like, yeah. I think I do get anxious and like, kind of like, I don't have the energy and I don't know. And so I do take longer in that regard, but.
I think same. I mean, we have more people working here than we've ever had.
Right.
And there's new people all the time.
Right.
And we are working harder and more often than we kind of ever have.
True.
So it's like the times that I would normally be going like, oh my God, who are you? Like, what's your deal? Like, oh my God, yeah. I'm going, okay, I've got an hour to go write something really quick before I go film for 3 hours. And then I'm going to go have two meetings. And then I got to go home and find time to edit.
And then try to sleep.
Yeah.
This one's anonymous. Tommy had a tumultuous romantic relationship with a theater girl in high school. She is now a lesbian.
Is this true?
XOXO,
yeah.
Gossip Girl.
Yeah. I'm like, who put that in there? They know the truth. It wasn't tumultuous, that's for sure. My friend, hey, Savannah, I love you so much. She's my friend. I adore her. She is a lesbian. We knew each other in preschool, like literally preschool. We were besties in preschool. And she was like, we're going to bury each other.
Aww.
And of course, the parents were like, aw, they're best friends.
Aww.
Yeah. And then in high school, we dated a little bit.
Whoa. But like high school dating where it's like...
Were you both in theater?
Yeah.
Okay, so theater dated is like a specific
Yeah, time. But like I also had a different girlfriend at one point and I never touched her. Like I didn't touch touch her. She That's was just fair. Like, wow, he listens, you know? She was like, he read the book that I was talking about, you know? Aww. It's like, that's what I was doing. But yeah, Savannah and I, like, obviously, like, we were just like, yeah, so nah, never mind. And then she dated my other friend who was also gay. And then, like, I think a year and a half later, she was like, guys, figured it out, lesbian. And we were like,
did she come that up, makes sense. Did she beat you to the punch?
No, me and my friend who she dated were out, I think, a year before that. That's or a year and a half good. Before that.
Nice.
Yeah, we beat her. No, it wasn't tumultuous, but she is a lesbian now, and her girlfriend's the cutest, and I see her every time I go home. And last time I went home, where did we go? We went to a, there's one gay bar in Palm Beach County.
Wow.
And it is a dive bar. And we went to Drag Bingo on a Monday night.
It's lit.
Went in there. It is bright, lit, like completely bright. All the lights are on. And we're hearing bingo being called, and it is just a guy. There is no drag queen in sight. And we're like, this rocks.
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Like, I thought you were going to bring the drag.
Right. Aren't you the drag queen? Anyway. So, yes, I did date someone, and she is a lesbian now. But I've also dated two people that are now trans women.
Yeah.
So I've got a thing going on.
Cool.
Shane had a few people in his life that he dated who ended up being queer as well.
Like who?
Oh. But like ones that like left him and then eventually like that. So I think he's got a vibe going on. Yeah, I think you both.
It's the like cool and collected energy, I think.
Centered Virgo.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
This one's been anonymized.
It's an anonymous.
Olivia has never been on the inside of an Arby's before.
That's where the meats are.
That's where all the meats are.
That's where they got the meats.
I've been inside of an Arby's.
Was it the Hollywood one?
Yeah.
Former.
That was the classic one. Yeah, I've been.
I can't say I've ever been inside one.
I don't think I've been in an Arby's before.
I have been in an Arby's. That was kind of the last in our college town. There's the last gas station outside, like before you got on the highway. There was an Arby's in there, and it was like, I guess like I'll eat a little something before I take off. And it's like, this is fine. You know who likes Arby's?
Your fucking man. I know.
Really?
He likes it. He wants me to try it. I don't know. I feel like I can recall trying it once, and I remember the bread being sweet.
I kind of want to pull up the Arby's menu because like I haven't. Can we do that?
Okay. These are the top picks of the Arby's menu.
Okay.
Up first, we have the Angus cheesesteak.
That's
meal.
That's what they're pushing right
1,300
now.
1,300 calories.
That's for the meal.
Yeah, it's like with the drink and the fries and the sandwich.
Soda. Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Then we've got
so
the
good.
Classic
have it right
beef
now.
And cheddar. Yeah. By the way, this is the cheesesteak meal.
Oh my God, I would eat that.
I don't like when it's when people say just beef. I don't like when people just say beef.
Why?
Classic that's beef and cheddar.
I don't know what's
photographed
done to
well.
It.
So something about this beef and cheddar, it looks like processed beef sliced.
Yeah, it's I can't all do that.
It's
sliced
not real.
Beef.
It's not real beef.
Well, it's real beef that they've blended and put into a loaf and then hardened and then
no.
sliced
Why
into slices.
Why can't it just be real beef?
No,
there's
it's
no
Arby's.
Such thing.
They said they have the meats, not the real beef. Okay, our next assumption. This is from Chloe. My assumption is that quartz hair holds all of their power. The shorter it gets, the more powerful they become.
Aww.
Like a reverse Super Saiyan.
Ha, huh, that's funny.
I was
going
to say Samson.
Super Samson?
Samson.
From the Bible?
Like the man who got his haircut lost all his power?
Well, you said, yeah.
All his power was
reverse Samson.
Reverse Samson.
Yeah, because she said a reverse Saiyan.
It's so funny because like every fiber of my being tells me the opposite. Because like I was raised where it's like hair is femininity, fertility, right. All these
classic
things.
Religion stuff.
I love big, gorgeous hair on other people. And I like every day, I have dreams where I have my long hair.
Did you read extensions?
I had them for a few months. Remember a few years ago, like sew-ins, but I can't do it. I need to be like low maintenance like that. I can't have, but I miss it a lot.
I know you've been talking about how you miss your long hair.
But I also, when I have it, I'm going to hate it too. I can't stand myself.
Get me out of here.
Get me out of here. I never like the hair that I have. My hair means so much to me, and it's constantly the center of my crisis. Same. Like, oh, I'm getting hot in the face. I'm like, because I'll like it, and then it's like, okay, now it's time to put on a dress. Oh, fuck. How do I style this hair with a dress? Sometimes.
You should just be bald.
Your hair looks so cool.
Put your
right
hair
now.
In a bald.
Yeah.
Your hair is always good.
If it helps you, you know, we're on YouTube. We've been documented. We know what we've looked like.
Yes.
And you and I have specifically had many eras of style.
Eras? Mm-hmm.
Eras. We've had many eras. Every single time
eras
I look at my hair from like a year ago, I go, and what were we doing here? And what were we doing? What was the goal of this look?
Yeah.
So I completely understand. Like, in the pandemic, I gave myself my own haircuts.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just hair on top.
Oh, pandemic was, that was bad.
Hair on top only looked like...
I didn't get my hair cut in the pandemic.
It just was on my head. And then I put a bandana around it because I was like, that'll make it look like...
I remember the bandana era.
The bandana era. Because I was like... That'll do something.
It probably looked better with the bandana.
It did look better with the bandana, because then it just didn't look like hair sitting on top of a bald head.
Sabrina said...
That was a good little eye raise. That was a good eyebrow raise.
I did eyebrow raise?
You just one.
Sabrina said, I assume Spencer would be drinking a lot more Mountain Dew Kickstart.
I drink about one a day.
Yeah, that's every day. Having one every day is a lot. Yeah, I think maybe she just doesn't see it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you put it in your container.
With so much ice.
You empty it into your container so people don't see.
Do you look forward to drinking it every day?
Every day.
Do you think you're addicted to it?
Yes.
Do you want to stop at the addiction?
No.
Okay. I'm chill.
Like, if something genuinely...
That's how I feel about coffee.
Like, it's like if something genuinely brings me joy, like, it is a treat for me every day.
And in this world, we need that.
Should we have treats every day?
Yes.
Yes.
In really, this, every day.
It is on this earth.
And it's been years, and it still feels like a treat.
It still feels like a treat.
Chase that coffee. Feeling.
Yeah.
I guess morning, the coffee I wake up, is I'm like, my
can't
treat.
Wait for my coffee.
Like, if, like, the way everyone feels about coffee, that's, I imagine, how I feel about
Kickstarter. That's valid. That's
and,
valid.
Like, and I love seeing people, like, get their coffee and seeing how it makes them feel.
Mm. And you don't want to drink it out from a, because you drink it from your cup. And do you think the...
Because I need a lot of ice.
The container experience. Matters?
Yes.
It has to be that cup.
That's just my default. I like the mouth feel on it.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It's a wide-brimmed...
It is wide-brimmed, yeah. So what about this? Would this be okay?
You'll be fine in this with some ice.
Yeah,
with just some ice. The ice melts so fast in regular cups.
Why aren't you sponsored by them yet?
Yeah.
Salsha and Mountain Dew need to
I feel like they would have said something by now.
I think they would have. You know what's crazy? I worked with Mountain Dew in the pandemic.
I remember that.
They had a birthday cake flavor.
And you let me try
it. But by the time it was released, it was sold out before I could post. And so they're like, actually, can you advertise this body pillow of a Mountain Dew bottle instead?
Please.
And they sent me a body pillow of Mountain Dew. It was very interesting. But maybe come back. Oh, I put my own.
The only brand who ever reached out to me was HyperX.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hyper Ice?
X.
Hyper X. They do computer parts.
Ooh.
Oh.
I like this one. From Ollie. I assume Tommy has a strict diet/workout plan and he needs to share with the class.
Okay, so last year, yes, I did.
I've seen your bowls.
My
bowl. You've seen my bowls?
Seen your bowls.
Yeah, I lost 30 pounds in like 4 months and also put muscle on at the same time. It was crazy and wild, but also it was during the time where we weren't doing anything. We were just normal film schedule.
And we kind of knew Summer Games was coming.
Summer Games was coming and it was like four months down the line.
My favorite anecdote ever is Tommy getting like, oh, I'm going to get the funny, ugly ass spray tan for Summer Games and just shows up and it's like the spray tan
smoking
looks good
hot.
As fuck.
Yeah,
it's because I went in and I was like, I really want to be orange. And they were like, okay. And then I was like, but I don't want to change races. And they were like, okay. So do a 3 out of 4 on the color. And I was like, okay. And so I did that. And then I was like, no, I just look good. I should have gone 4 out of 4.
You should have found a shitty tanning salon.
I did.
And where shitty tanning salons are,
shitty
like, let me
salon?
Get a, if that's where shitty shanty salons
is a spray tan, because I don't want skin cancer. Right. Both my parents have it, so I can't. I can't.
I would think spray tans would do this, like, much the same.
No, the problem with spray tans is you breathe it in. So you're going to get a different problem. But anyway, I haven't been strict on my diet for literally, because it was summer games and then a destination wedding where we were going to be in a pool the whole time. So I was like, why not just do this for both of them? Yeah. And then after that, that was at the end of October. Then it was November. I also filmed Serving, which is coming up right now, back then. So it's like, I'm editing right now, like, yeah, give me a piece of pie. And then looking at me and I'm like,
I'm like, while editing is funny as
I'm like, that was me last year. Oh, you're so brutal.
You look the same.
Yeah, no, good part, bad part about my body is it adds on and takes off weight very evenly. Mm. So it's like I can gain and lose 15 pounds and I look the same in clothes.
The good Lord taketh
and it put it back on my butt. But yeah, no, the diet, I mean, hey, quick little thing. Get MyFitnessPal or something that can track your shit. End of the day, look at your macros. 40% carbs, 40% protein, 20% fat. If you can get that every day with a little bit of a caloric deficit, you're going to do great.
You were just all about like ground turkey.
You had turkey. It wasn't ground.
No, it was the ground turkey cube cut up into chunks.
With barbecue so sauce good. On
it. Chunked.
It looks so
like
good.
My Waffle House hash brown.
It smelled amazing.
Yeah, I actually can't eat ground turkey anymore because of how much that was. It's hard. Back onto chicken now, which is good.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll get back to it at some point. Like I'll get back there. Just like, it's like, I couldn't have any alcohol and I love cocktails. And like, there wasn't anything to like celebrate back then. But then this whole year has just been so many wins and yeah. things. And it's like, I'm not gonna, what, just so I can be like, you know, it doesn't matter.
No, I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
It also
thing
didn't do anything for me. So
to go on that fitness journey was so, it's, that was like one of the things that attracted me to Shane is like the having the self-discipline of doing yeah. something like that for yourself. And once you go through that process, then it's, you can kind of relax and maintain and like, you don't need yeah. to, it doesn't need to be all crazy all the time.
Cause it's like, I'm not that gay guy who needs to be like ripped all year. Like that's ridiculous.
I need to be the ripped all year. Thing.
I get it.
And you are.
I'm not. I cannot wait to work out tomorrow morning.
Next assumption from Anonymous.
Whoa.
Anon. The cast has to catch themselves sometimes from letting the millennial epic awesome sauce We Are Young randomness jump out too hard.
Oh my God.
I feel like young. That is so funny because I really feel like we push it sometimes. Like, I don't think we're naturally millennial. We just kind of lean into the silliness of it.
I'm Gen Z. Robert Pattinson.
No, I actually feel so Gen Z.
So more yeah, Gen you Z. Are Robert Pattinson.
I am.
Are we the two old? No, you're kind of our age, right?
I'm
we're all the same age.
I'm 31.
I'm 35.
I'm 32.
Okay.
I'm not 32. I'm like a young 32. Can I'm like Gen say, Z 32.
I'm like a young 32.
People who are calling our humor millennial humor, like especially like people online, I don't think they're understanding what that means. Like, yeah, I think it's like, don't. Oh, people who try, people who are putting themselves out there is millennial because like other generations do it differently. Like even Gen X wasn't all that. Like our generation is very expressive, but it's like, that is being a performer. Like you're watching performers perform.
Mm-hmm. So trying
like,
is so cool.
Go to an improv show. You're going to feel the millennial cringe because
people are
trying.
I think millennial has become synonymous with cringe.
Yeah, but yeah. like when we say like, we're literally doing it ironically, I feel like, when the millennial humor
yeah, y'all just
out.
Don't even fucking get
I
it.
I don't think we catch ourselves, I don't think we catch ourselves doing that. I think we are just like.
I'm not holding back anything.
Putting it
yeah,
on.
We don't hold back.
Certainly not.
No. If I don't think I'm, yeah. yeah, I don't, I feel like I'm never like throttling. Myself.
I mean, for me, like millennial, like if I had to really define it, it'd be like, well, I'm not walking around like quoting The Office and Anchorman.
Right.
Of course.
I mean, sometimes. If they're well, sure. like really good
why is that?
Quotes.
That's a good movie. I don't understand.
I'm sure, like, there are definitely some, like, they were out there drinking milk, and it was really hot out, and so one of them said milk is a bad choice, and I was like, ha-ha.
There you go.
Nice,
it's the millennial
bro.
Pause thing. I know we've already talked about that.
The millennial pause?
The millennial pause. You know about this?
Like when you record a video of yourself?
Yeah. yeah, and you pause. It's because for years and years and years and years and years and years, Instagram
and Snapchat.
It would take a second before it started recording. So we didn't have the pause and would go press and then start talking. Then the beginning of our videos cut off.
Yeah, so it's actually impressive because right. we would mentally know when to start talking, even though the app was a failure.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the millennial pause is something funny to cut out, but it's to me, it's such an app-by-app thing. It kind of necessitates. Yeah. It's also like, if you use a real camera, a lot are not going to instantly start recording. It's like, you want a visual of, like, your finger mm-hmm. to be moved and to see the red button going. Like, I am mm-hmm. confirming that everything's going.
Exactly.
God forbid a guy is careful.
Yeah, the super God cut forbid. Of you on Cameo yeah. with all your millennial pauses.
I think at a certain point...
It's like, you're old!
at a certain point, it was... I was, like, almost gearing up to...
Do it.
To do it, yeah, where it's like you press the button, it's like, all right, okay, here I go. It's like I inhale before speaking, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, what's weirder? Like, just being natural and trying to record a video, or the people who, like, intentionally will do the same, putting the phone down as I'm recording, like, intentionally? Like, what's being extra calculated or just being normal?
Yes, exactly. I would rather you be normal. The thing that, this is just a weird tangent. It's caught my attention lately, and I'm like, right, people are doing... TikToks to, like, say some kind of statement or whatever, and they record it as if they were talking about things, and they're like, and you know what else? It needs to be yeah. this and that. And I'm like, what do you mean, what else? I don't know you.
And we they're were holding talking. What an talking empty
about?
Mug.
And you know what else? And I'm like, what are you talking about? You've clipped
my,
this.
My least favorite is when they kind of record themselves laughing and, like, just kind of impose themselves over, like, the clip that is funny.
Oh,
and I'm like, there's
any?
No way you filmed in the midst of your laughing fit. I don't
no,
know.
You're like, faking
it's
the
like
laugh.
It's like you're laughing.
Everything's
fit.
So deeply performative. It, yeah. Like y'all yeah. are calling genuine
but to
energy
me, there's,
cringe.
There's yeah. nothing more unnatural to me than like filming mm. myself in like in a video. Like, you know, if I do this and I press the record button, I just can't do it.
I find putting it, setting it up, and then doing the thing.
I need,
so
like,
weird.
That's why I was able to do Cameo, because, like, oftentimes you get started by reading what they wrote,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and that was so helpful, because as soon as I start talking, that's kind of the problem with me, I can't stop. But it's like, you know, if you just, like, it's like, okay, go, I'm like...
Yeah, but I don't think I'm, like, throttling my millennials.
Throttling.
Throttling is, you can say, it's like when you're like, whoa,
I love that word.
Bessie, hold off on
Bessie.
Millennial.
Bessie, whoa.
Like... I feel like we're chilling.
We're chilling.
Our last assumption. This is from Ollie. Ollie, thanks for filling out this form alone.
Many times.
Ollie says...
We love you, Ollie.
I assume Olivia will become either a director or executive producer later.
Did Ollie even f***ing have one for me?
Guess not.
Or maybe it should make the cut. Okay, it's fine, Spencer.
No, it's not about you. It's about Olivia.
No, let's hear from Olivia.
I am producing a movie right now.
Yes, you are.
A movie? You have directed commercials.
Yeah. And I'm directing. Yeah.
I think Ollie means, I think I mean like big time.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the hope is to be a director and direct stuff that I like.
What's your dream project?
I love to write what I know. And like personal stuff. And
so Spider-Man 5.
Yeah. Anything like Marvel.
Just any Marvel project.
Any Marvel project that's really personal to me.
Yeah.
I'll direct it. No, I think writing personal stories and getting to direct them is my actual literal dream, and casting my friends and like working with my friends.
Hell yeah.
Who'd you cast us as?
I'll be the villain.
I don't know. Like, if I have any, like, if I've, like, even with the commercials, I'm like, I'm casting my friends. I don't want them to send a self-tape. F*** that. I'm casting you.
You were in New York this morning. It
yes,
is fine.
You were in New York this morning.
No, it's okay.
I think you will. So, I think you'll be a big-time executive producer.
And hey, we'll see you tomorrow for your short film.
I know.
Yes, we're going to your
this
premiere
is gonna,
tomorrow.
I know. You guys are, like, when we say, like, internally very supportive, you guys really are. Like, everything that I do, you guys are the first people that I see that I tell everything to.
Aww.
Truly.
What do you even have to say?
No. What I tell you guys everything that's going on in my life.
Damn right.
Truly.
And the tea is piping hot.
Threat.
Was that millennial cringe?
No. Because you're Gen Z.
No. It was Gen Z cringe.
Thank you. Sorry, I decided to put a little millennial pause. Before.
Trying is not cringe.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Going after things, being authentic is not cringe. Live, laugh, love.
Now that is cringe.
I do like the saying, like, to be cringe is to be free.
That is true.
It is.
That is true.
You made a fit. Like, you didn't like when I started saying that.
When?
Just earlier. Now?
Because it was kind of cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you're free.
You know it's not cringe? Hanging out with you guys.
That is
it's
the
not
that's the truth.
It's throttling.
It's throttle. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just throttling.
The thing's new motto, it's throttling time.
Okay.
It's throttling time.
That was crazy. Guys, thank you so much for watching Assumptions. Guys, thank you so much for watching Assumptions.
Why are you saying that to me? I'm not watching. I'm in it.
Guys, thank
say
you
it to the
guys.
Camera.
Guys, thank you so much at home for watching Assumptions. This has been...
Not at home. Some people could be...
At the maybe DM- they're on the bus.
At the DMV.
At the DMV. Someone leans over. What are you... Is that...
Are you? Is that?
Let us know. Yeah, let us know your assumptions about us. Just write. Yeah, it's always a good place to just write what you assume under anyone's like picture or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Like, you know,
it's free.
Speculate.
Just leave that.
Oh, you
yeah. want
go
unprompted. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speculate. Assume whatever you want.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.